Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Taking a tyranny back on the fan every Monday. Win $500 from Boost Mobile for going all in with us here at noon on Tiki and Tyranny. Now, you've got to give us a buzz. You've got to get on the air with us on a Monday at 866-337-6666. During the all-in segment, you'll get registered to win $500 from Boost Mobile. And then at the end of the segment, right around 1220 or so, we will pick one of you and you will win. Pretty simple. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. This holiday season, switch to Boost Mobile. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G smartphone. Boost Mobile, unleash your power.
I'm all in, BT, on the Yankees getting it right and respecting the great star that they have. Greatness is something that you often don't get a chance to see consistently. You can have a great day or a great week or even a great month, but great seasons and a great player is who Aaron Judge is. It's one of the reasons I love watching sport is for the pursuit visual for me now of greatness. And we knew we had it in Aaron Judge. The Yankees disrespected him at the beginning of last season. He went out and proved how great he is, and he earned every dollar of the $40 million a year he's getting. Number one in AAV in the history of position players. Obviously, as you heard in Bogus's update, Trout and I forget who the other one is, has the most at more money. But the average over the next 9 years, Betts was the other one, that Judge is going to make, he's earned every penny of it. He is a superstar, and he's great. And thank goodness Hal Steinbrenner got it right and gave him what he wanted.
Amen. Good job on that, Teague. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yeah, I mean, along the same lines here, the Yankees were very close to no longer being the Yankees. If you think about what the Yankees have always represented, and, you know, of course, the championship pursuits and the championship expectations, but, you know, the box office, the homegrown nature of so many of their superstars, this platinum giant, you know, larger than life, thrust on the scene almost unexpectedly. You know, I know he was a first round pick, but he wasn't like one, two, or three. Mm-mm. He was in the 20s. He played at Fresno State. Nobody knew much about him. Well, 6'7", that's pretty big. Not many guys as tall around, not many comps, body of work, blah, blah, blah. And then he jacks 52 his first year. Yes, yes. And he takes us on this intoxicating ride. And then he, you know, the intermittent injuries and the starts and the stops and what should have been an MVP season, what could have been a World Series championship if not for the cheating Astros. I mean, this guy was on the brink of bouncing. Mm-hmm. And it would have been like unlike anything we've ever seen. The talent, the focus, the passion, the role modelness, if you will, the positivity, the production. I mean, this guy is straight from the conveyor belt of amazingness. And if the Yankees let that go 3,000 miles away, it would have been an unforgivable sporting sin. Disaster averted. 877-337-6666. All right, let's get back to you. How about Gil on the Lower East Side here in Manhattan? Gil, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Brandon and Tiki. How are you guys doing
today? We're doing great, Gil. What's up with you, man?
What's up, man?
Great. Really happy today being a big Yankee fan. Brandon, just wanted to go by and go something with you.
Sure.
Brandon, being a fellow son of Xavier,
okay,
making you obviously my brother.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It is a very proud moment to listen to a fellow son and see exactly how the Yankees have to be the Yankees. I commend you on that because it's exactly that. Brian Cashman, to be honest with you, cost Hal Steinbrenner an extra $147 million. Not because of the offer that he made, but because of the arrogance of thinking that he could publicly make that offer and not think that Aaron Judge wasn't going to feel some way about it, saying, well, you know what? Now you're not getting a discount.
Yeah.
Now you got to pay the freight.
Or even worse, I'm leaving.
And good for that.
Yep.
But as we all know, it cannot end with just the signing of Aaron Judge. If you just keep it at that, all the Yankees did was ensure that their money flow with regards to making money off of Aaron Judge's name is going to continue. We as Yankee fans, we don't want that. We need more. As I stated to you guys before, one time when I talked to you, it isn't the money that was spent. It's how the money has been spent. And Brian Cashman, who has now gotten an extra 4 years, I don't know why, but he's gotten an extra 4 years. He's going to have to prove his mettle now by giving us a team that truly is a team that's going to be worthy of trying to get a World Series.
You think they do? But do you think they do it?
You think they still committed? Because they got it's going to take spending more money, Gil. You think they do it?
I got to be honest with you. They've already spent, and they have to spend, and they were basically forced to spend a hell of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to the point is, okay, what are you going to do now? Are you going to keep the same team and just say, well, we gave you Aaron Judge?
No, Gil, there's no way they're doing that, Gil. I'll tell you what, thanks for the call there, buddy. Happy holidays, Gil. Because first of all, Aaron Judge is in his prime. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to say this about the Mets, where the Mets need to act because their two best pitchers are almost 40, then you need to say the same thing, even though Judge is only 31. It's a difference, but his prime, it's not, you know, it doesn't go on to infinity. There's an expiration date on the back end of that, and they need to do whatever it takes to put themselves in a position to maximize that prime, but I think that they will.
Yeah, and they got to spend the money to do so. And I think we see this with the Mets. We just got the note on the Mets, their payroll, which is just ridiculous from Passan. The Mets' current payroll is $298 million, which puts them in the Steve Cohen tax threshold.
Tax.
Every dollar will get taxed at 90%. Oh. Their currently tax bill is $34 million, which when you really think about it, it's nothing for Steve Cohen.
Well, true. But
and so
still,
they're going to keep spending money. But there's teams that are willing to hit that number, right?
But read the last part of his tweet, because that's a pretty important sentence right there.
But they're not going to stop spending.
But they will not stop spending.
Yes, they're going to keep spending. So that tax bill is going to be 50, or who knows what it's going to be.
Fans don't care about the tax bill. They care about the lineup.
They don't. They care about who you're putting out there to try to win a World Series. The Mets have a stated goal. They've got 2 years to do it. The Yankees haven't stated that goal, but, man, we're getting impatient for them to also do it.
Yeah, the Mets need to do something big. I'm going to throw this out there. You bring up the Mets, and I was going to read the tweet as well. You beat me to it. Good job. This whole Judge thing should serve as fuel, as an impetus, I think, for the Mets to preemptively avoid this mess with Alonso.
Yes. You said this earlier in the season.
I said this back in May when we was just really starting to navigate this. And he's eligible for free agency in 2025. We've seen the Braves do it, younger ages.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Indians do it back in the day, like in the 90s. They were really the first team to really buy out arb years, and that was an interesting model. Yanks have done it a few times, Severino and a few others, Hicks. But the Mets need to, I think, seriously sit down and try to plot something out for Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, he's not going to depreciate and all of a sudden become a shell of who he's been for the first part of his career. I mean, maybe if there's a major injury or a back issue, who knows? But that's
all protected. Same with David Wright.
Exactly. So I'm knocking on wood that doesn't happen just for Mets fans' sakes or for Pete Alonso's sake. But barring that, he's going to go into his mid-30s, late-30s, maybe, and still be a masher, right? So get it out of the way. And it's cheaper. Look at what the Yankees just had to pay for Aaron Judge, $40 million a year. Now, Pete Alonso might be sitting there saying, oh, I can wait a couple more years, and I'm going to make $40 million a year.
No, you're not, because you're just not the same kind of player. With all due respect.
That's exactly
right. Really good.
That's exactly right.
He's not Judge.
And so if you go to him now and say, all right, we're going to give you $30 million a year. All right, cool. Where do I sign? I want to be a Met for as long as I can.
Yep.
And help this team win a World Series. Get it out of the way now and don't have to worry about it. But the problem is that, I mean, that pushes him over $300+ million.
Well, maybe you do it in the offseason to kick in. You know, I'm not saying you do it today, but the other thing it would do,
nobody's coming off, right?
Well, I'll let them figure that out, whatever. But it wouldn't fully absolve the Mets.
Maybe after Scherzer, you know.
In the minds of some here, but like, there's also a sentiment within Met fans, and it's well documented, going back to Seaver, that the Mets do about as poor a job as you could possibly do retaining their own stars. And DeGrom just walked out. Now, in defense of the Mets, DeGrom didn't want to be here. He didn't want us anymore. And everybody's got to reconcile that. I think most Mets fans have at this point. But if you then deliver Alonso like 6-7 years and you preemptively circumvent the whole free agent stuff and the drama and the possibility that somebody else blows the Mets out of the water and he leaves, well, now the Mets are starting to rectify something that they need to be a whole lot better at,
Something. Let me ask you something. How much do you think, or how much fault do you think is on the Mets for Jacob DeGrom not wanting to be here? Do you think it's on them in any capacity? Like, should they have tried to make him feel more welcome, I guess, is the question I'm directly asking.
Okay, gotcha. Now, there's two answers. There's the one that is laced with the history of the Mets, which kind of leads you down one path. The Seaver stuff, the Darryl stuff, etc. And then there's the DeGrom stuff. And I think the DeGrom situation is different. I absolve the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. You know, if you are a devout, crazy, diehard Met fan, you process it differently. From my seat, with no dog in the race, no fun, no, nothing there except really viewing this from somebody who loves the game of baseball.
Yeah, no emotion.
Yeah, except emotion for the game of baseball, which I love, my favorite sport.
No fan emotion for the Mets.
I don't think the Mets did anything wrong. Matter of fact, I think the Mets is a blessing that DeGrom's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
And as I said on Monday, they handled it the right way. Right, they not like they didn't give him an offer.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him an offer.
They did.
And he didn't let them match it, and they walked. So they're not the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Joe is in Nutley on the Fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. Great show. Let me tell you, this day just keeps getting better for me. Huge, lifelong Yankee fan. I like the Giants, too. Not as much as baseball, but with the way that you bring the passion and excitement to it, baseball, I find myself loving football now, too.
I love it.
So thank you for that. And Brandon, like I said, a lifelong Yankee fan. I actually turned 49 today, and this is like the best present.
Oh, happy birthday, dude.
Buddy.
Thank you. I was so nervous. Like last night, I was checking social media like crazy.
And then you saw John Heyman, and you were like, no!
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm thinking, Cashman was like, well, I don't know what we're going to do if we don't sign him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was a ploy that, not that Heyman put it out, but that it got out there for him to put, and that probably got the ball rolling more for us to give him more money. But now you got to see, what do we do next? Because, I mean, have we maxed out or close to max out that we can't do anything else? I mean, we're stuck with Donaldson. You don't know about LeMayu yet. And it's almost like, you know, you have like almost like too many players because you don't know about Volpe. You don't know about Peraza. I'm a little surprised we didn't go after Tyone at all. But per the Yanks history, if they don't want one of our own free agents, they don't even talk to him. Like, they never talk to Didi.
I know. You know, I'm okay with Tyone moving on. I don't need Tyone back. You know, I don't need Tyone.
Innings eater, you know?
No, I get that. But he's not going to get paid like an innings eater. That's the problem. You know,
start maybe try and explore Torres for Lopez again.
That's something that I would absolutely go back to that. Well, and again, happy birthday, Joe. Hopefully you have an awesome day.
Yeah, man, happy birthday,
great
dude.
Start, as you said. Yeah, Rodon's in play for me. I think that the Yanks are going to take a massive swing at him. I already laid out my left field option, whether it's Benintendi, whether it's Yoshida, who should post today in Japan, whether it's Nimmo, although I wouldn't do it. I think when you look at the finances now, Garrett Cole's AAV, Stanton's AAV, Judge's AAV, I think the prudent thing to do would be trade for Reynolds, who's making a little less than he'd have to pay a Nimmo or Benintendi. He's in left, Bader in center, Judge in right, boom. And then you try to unload Torres, let the young kids eat, and that's where their salaries kind of absolve, or not absolve, but offset some of these other lucrative figures. But it's going to be a tough juggle. But you know what? You just got a four-year extension. Find a way to do it. Let's go. That's your job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of those rare good days where pretty much everybody's happy, you know? There's not a whole lot to quibble with here. You know, as we incorporated the Mets, though, the way it hits me is, you know, Judge was looking for reasons to stay and DeGrom was looking for reasons to go.
Mm-hmm.
And because I firmly believe that the latter is true, you've got to, in a lot of ways, absolve the Mets of any, you know, mismanagement or negligence on their part. I just don't see it that way. That doesn't mean the Mets don't have to do something. They do. And Tiki read a tweet before. This was from Jeff Passan. So right now, the Mets' CBT payroll is at $298 million. And with the Quintana signing, they're now over that Stevie Cohen tax threshold, so every dollar they spend gets taxed at 90%. And if they stop spending today, the tax bill will be $34 million, which is nothing for somebody like Stevie Cohen. But then pass an end of the tweet with, but they're not stopping. So we'll see what the next stop is on the hopefully a spending spree for the Mets, and hopefully the Yankees keep moving. Because one thing we know now, the Yankees were obviously always serious about retaining Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Are they serious about winning a World Series?
And so this is what we don't know, but we can surmise, because Hal okayed $360 million for Aaron Judge, which is $40 a year, that they're out of the conserve money. We got bills to pay mode that was a result of the pandemic. They're going to spend money, because if they're not getting to the World Series with just signing Aaron Judge. It feels amazing. It's awesome. But they're still the same team that got blown out basically by the Astros last season in the ALCS.
No, they're actually worse, because think about it. Benintendi's not bad. Oh, he didn't play anyway, but Tyone's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at the team that started the season,
the team that ran out and had everybody thinking they're going to win 120 games. Mm-hmm. That team is not this, it's not here.
No.
And DJ, we don't even know what DJ's status is right now.
Yeah, I read something yesterday that it looks a little more favorable, but still, I mean, here we are. It's almost Christmas.
Just get the surgery.
I hear you. I don't think he's going to, though.
I don't think he is either, because I saw the same thing. He's like, yeah, it feels better.
Doing some running down in Tampa, you know. And by the way, he hasn't been the same guy for a couple of years now. But at least
he's getting up there. He's getting a little bit older. So it is what it is.
He is. That snuck up. He's mid-30s. Mm-hmm. What is DJ, 35? He's at least 34. And But he's at least the kind of guy, if he's just standing upright and he's healthy, he's going to give you a professional at bat.
34.
He's 34. All right. Let's
and a half.
What are we, 7 years old here? Let's get Chris in Rockaway. Chris is on the fan.
My half birthday.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man.
Just want to start off and say, Tiki, you were one of my favorite players growing up.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for making me a Giant fan.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
But I just want to get to the point of Judge. And, you know, obviously I'm happy that he signed. But what are kind of the expectations statistically that us fans want throughout the next couple of years to see if this contract is kind of worth it or not?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to hit 40 to 45 bombs a year, 100 RBIs, right? I'm not saying his batting average has got to be 315 like he flirted with a lot this year, but he's got to be above 275, 280, right? If he keeps giving that consistently for the next 5 years, I think this is worth it, right? And I think that's all you can ask for, because that makes his team a viable winner. Now, the challenge is getting the pieces around him, because how many times did I say this, BT? When Judge doesn't hit, and I meant literally get a hit, it was like the Yankees can't score. Now, they won some of those games, but when he wasn't the catalyst, it just was rough sledding for this team. So they gotta upgrade around Judge. It was great we signed him, but they have to upgrade around him.
Yeah, that was my big thing, because like if he, you know, goes every year hitting 40 bombs but has the same team that he has around him, it's kind of worthless.
Yeah.
So I think, you know,
no,
with the Judge signing, you still have to sign more people.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying here, Chris. Listen, I'm not even going to attach like definitive numbers to it. I'll just say, to me, he needs to answer his question. He's got to indisputably be one of the absolute five or six best players in the game the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. That means, you know, multiple top three MVP finishes. And don't tell me that I'm applying too much pressure. No, this is what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he can handle the stage, so I'm not worried about him melting. But there's no, well, Aaron Judge only had 28 home runs this year, and he only had 94 RBIs, and he hit 259. No, that's not good enough. Now Aaron Judge needs to validate the contract, and I fully expect that he will. It doesn't mean he's got to be, you know, Lou Gehrig with some of these wacky numbers that when you look at his baseball reference page. But no, there can't be any drop. I mean, you're not going to hit 62, but you got to be among the best players. We cannot have conversations and ask ourselves, is Aaron Judge still one of the best players in baseball? You need to watch the games every night and know that the answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah.
And
if he doesn't have one of those regular seasons, he better crush it in the postseason.
That's true. That is true. Let's get Chris in the Bronx. Chris is on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. Chris.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Super happy we got Judge. Tiki, I know you just said that, you know, we can't be done with this Aaron Judge, signing, but I think there's not much to be done. If, you know, in my opinion, this is just how I see this season coming up. That expectation of World Series or bust, for me personally, I'm 34 years old. For me, that's not the expectation. I want to see good baseball. I want to play deep into the postseason and, you know, make it with a team that's ours. But my point is, all that needs to be done is we need to get rid of Donaldson, get rid of Hicks, trade it for an arm or two, and let these young guys play.
Yeah.
But if we're going to let the young guys play, I want your opinion on.
Yeah.
Well, no, Aaron Boone's going to have to earn his paycheck this year.
Oh, yeah. No, he definitely is. We know that. But, Chris, you're not wrong in what you're saying, because I think if the Yankees come up short, let's say again in the ALCS, and let's just happen to say it's the Astros, but it's not, you know, Josh Donaldson going 1-for-15 or Aaron Hicks misplaying a ball out in left field. Like it's just young kids still finding their way, it feels like, all right, but we can build on it.
Like, it felt like it felt back in 2017 when Brett Bird and those guys were playing.
The problem with last season, it was like you get to the point and you hit the wall and there's no ascent. Like, there's no way to get better than what you were.
Yep.
There's no way to play better than you did. And that's just frustrating, especially when there's like this consistent commitment after the season. They're even talking about how good Josh Donaldson was. Now, as a fielder, I get it. And even Sweeney said this. Yeah, his glove is pretty damn good, but the hapless at bats, and he's swinging them from his knees half the time and not even getting close to making contact. And it just, that's when it became frustrating. And as a young kid doing that, you feel different because you feel like there's an upside. But with Josh Donaldson, you know that it's only going to deteriorate a little bit worse.
You know, it's a really good point because the level of tolerance that we would have for, you know, at the end of the day, it equates to, let's say, whether it's the Astros or the Rays or whomever, let's say the Yankees lose again in the American League Championship Series. But the optics are very different. Rather than some stagnant, decaying veterans, it's some young, energetic, ascending players. Well, now we can say to ourselves, all right, let's go. You got your experience, and now we lock in for the next year.
Honestly,
that's galvanizing.
Like we all waited for this Judge thing to happen. Like, it's how it's going to happen. Like, you're sitting on the edge of your seat. Where's he going? Is he going to stay? How am I going to manage my emotions if he goes to the Giants? But if he comes back, how am I, managing my glee? Now we're sitting there saying, great, all right, Judge is here. Not that it's an afterthought anymore, but Judge is here. He's our captain. He's going to get to see, literal or not, on his jersey. And now how do we make the next stage, these young players, become the most exciting thing that we're looking forward to come the 2023 season?
How about Rich in Springfield, New Jersey? What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys. This is not going to be a very popular, perspective here. But, as a lifelong Yankee fan, and I've, seen them all come and go, this was a lot of money for a 31-year-old guy who, you realize they're paying him $40 million at age 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half of this contract are in his degrading years. And I understand he's box office, I understand, but, Tiki, I guess, you could speak to this. You're an ex-pro athlete. But and if the answer is yes, then I guess that's the answer, but has professional sports become box office now where they're giving 40-year-old players $40 million a year? I mean, this is unheard of.
You saw what Aaron Rodgers signed for, right? Aaron Rodgers, 39, looks like crap this year. He signed $50 million. Like, we've talked about this multiple times.
I hear you.
Paying for past performance. Now, I think that's by and large gone because most of the prudent GMs, the smart GMs, they prepay that. So they buy out arbitration years and pay these kids early. So you're not paying them these massive numbers when they're 30 years old and you're paying for past performance. But the Yankees, because of how they mishandled this Judge situation, they're one of the few teams that is going to pay for past performance. It just is what it is. I'm trying to think of a team.
Cheater for best performance a little bit.
True, but that was a different era. This is the new era. The Braves aren't going to do this, right? The Padres aren't going to do this. Probably with Soto, they'll probably pay him some point in the next couple of years,
mm-hmm.
right? Teams just aren't doing that anymore. Wait till a guy gets to 30 and be like, "Oh, we got to keep you because you were awesome."
Yeah, that's an 80s right? model.
But,
jeez.
But because this is one of our biggest complaints with Cashman is that he's still in that model, that old school model. You wait so long to pay Judge that you're going to overpay for him. But it's the old model. It's the old way. Judge is antiquated in that way. But it's not his fault. He didn't make any money. He made $17 million before last year, including last year. In 7 years, he made $34 million. Mike Trout's been making $35.5 million for 5 years, right? So I think it's just an old model that the Yankees kind of forced themselves into because they mismanaged the Judge
situation. But he's also unique based on his age in college. Trout didn't go to college.
Of course, but it is what it is.
That's true.
It is what it is.
I got you. That's a great point, and I understand that. But if you look at it, I can counter that by saying Cashman, would not give. I mean, this has got to chap out somebody like Derek Jeter, who Cashman would
so
not
who cares?
Pay Jeter.
So yeah. What?
And you want to talk about box office, man? I mean, he
so what?
But this guy had a Hall of Fame, numbers.
Rich, let me ask you a question, Rich.
Yeah, but Jeter wasn't Cashman's.
Yeah. Well, first of all, who's the better player, Judge or Jeter?
You know what? Let's see. Judge had a historic
The answer is Aaron Judge.
No doubt.
The answer is Aaron Judge. Now, Rich, no, I do. I do.
No, 15 years.
But Rich, just being objective.
Yes.
Like if
Jeter's the more accomplished player.
The proverbial one-on-one, who's the better?
Judge is the more dominant player, and Jeter is the more accomplished player, much like A-Rod was the more dominant player when they were together, and Jeter was always the more accomplished, more decorated player. Not a knock at Derek, but let's face it. If Derek Jeter played with this team, would this team won 99 games a year ago? Take Aaron Judge off this team, and there's no right or wrong answer, and it's not a knock on Jeter. He's an all-time great. We love him. But if you take Judge off the 2022 Yankees, and you take, you know, IK off a shortstop and put Derek there, even in Derek's prime, do the Yankees win anything?
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't win anything.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I mean, to me, I think Judge is worth more. I do. Obviously, scouring these social media accounts, trying to decipher which ones are erroneous and which ones are not, could be a little tricky. But I just saw this. This is from Ken Rosenthal. With Judge set to return, the Yankees intend to accelerate other free agent pursuits. Lefty Carlos Rodon, outfielder Andrew Benintendi, and Japanese outfielder Masataka Yoshida are among the players in whom they have interest. I'm seeing a lot of other noise. It looks like Rodon and the Yankees are deep in discussions. I don't know. Maybe this is just the week where something breaks on all of our shows. It's been crazy.
I know. But, I mean, it's hot stove time, and the winter meetings are happening.
It's never been like this, though. I mean, I can't remember.
Well,
like, think about this.
Well, don't you think there's an urgency because of the money? Because of how, like, heavy the money's gotten? If you're going to spend it, you got to do it and let it be done. Instead of, like, you're not gonna go get that guy by waiting till, like we speculated, January. Like, Judge could have waited till January. Like, you're not going to get that guy if you wait that long.
I think, yes, I do think that,
I mean,
it's been accelerated.
Look what San Diego's doing.
Who's this now?
San Diego.
Oh, I know.
Dude, they're just throwing money around like drunk sailors. Nobody's taking it, but.
No, but I this is different because, I mean, the two biggest fish were our own. I mean, DeGrom and Judge.
That's true.
Like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, the other day on our show, Verlander signing breaks while we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, Judge breaks for Boomer and Geo. Last night, the Heyman tweet breaks for Carton Roberts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been bonkers.
Great.
This is awesome. This is awesome. All right. How about Kevin in Edison on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney? What's up, Kev?
Good afternoon, boys. I catch you every day on my way home from work, and I love it.
Appreciate you, Kev.
That's
so
great, Kev.
I'm not one of these guys who's going to scream that I pretend for a moment that I know anything about being a GM or a Major League Baseball team owner.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, this is a business. So I want to hear your opinion. Was this we have to get Aaron Judge because we need to win a World Series as soon as we can, and he's going to be one of the pieces we need? Or was it, we need to sign Aaron Judge because if we don't, people aren't going to come to Yankee Stadium? I think the latter is ridiculous because it's Yankee Stadium.
I think it's both.
People are going to go.
It's both.
They could sign nobody and people would still go to Yankee Stadium.
I disagree with that.
But I want to hear your opinion.
Well, Teague, why don't you take this first? I disagree with that last part, but go ahead, Teague.
No, I mean, I think signing Aaron Judge was important to keep the Yankee fan happy. And like, sometimes it transcends the wins and losses. It's your guy. It's, you helped develop him into a superstar, and we saw him evolve in front of our eyes. And now to see him go to San Francisco and mash 40 home runs and maybe get them back on track and be the star out there, that just hurts, right? So it's partly what you're alluding to, and I mean, but you can't discount it either. But also, we saw this last year, and we've mentioned this multiple times. Without Aaron Judge, the Yankees struggle to score. Like, if he's not on and he has just a bad day, they just struggle to score runs. And, you know, sometimes they get great pitching effort from Cole, or Nestor Cortez surprises you, and they were able, or Tyone, or whoever, whatever, would figure it out. You small ball some runs, or even Stanton would run into one here or there. But it just, without Judge, the catalyst was not there. So it's both. BT's right. It's both. But you can't discount the fact that Yankee fans really wanted Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and I think that Hal, thank God, sensed that. You know, we've been on Hal for a couple of years now, and obviously Cashman's felt the shrapnel from all different directions for a multitude of moves here, but for things, you know, that we just, you know, chapter and verse pound every time this comes up. But there was an obvious recognition and I guess, an inward understanding that we got to get this done, man. And so my answer is both. They needed to deliver Aaron Judge to us, but they really needed to make sure they delivered Aaron Judge to themselves so they can win.
Yeah.
So there's obviously an interrelation there. I want to just challenge something that Cole said about how basically the Yankee brand and Yankee Stadium sells itself. Those days are over. Mm-hmm. First of all, the economics of the world no longer support that, number one. When, you know, in the 80s and I guess even in the 70s, but the 90s too, you know, you go to a game because, think about this. Who had some awesome TV setup in the 90s? I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't even think I had MSG in the 80s. I remember, I got it in the late 80s, right? Because it wasn't available. So I didn't have some sweet setup in my house that I grew up in where I had this 56-inch monstrosity that looked as clear as day. I had TV that was probably 10 years old that probably weighed 2,000 pounds to move it. And whatever. I mean, it was fine then. But the point being, people don't need to go to the stadium now. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is go find an old Yankeeography and specifically find the Mattingly one. And this is when Mattingly's back is already jacked up. And look at some of the home runs that he hits as they're going through his, you know, his timeline with the Yankees. Right field's empty, dude.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no Aaron Judge there to come and support this team, the Yankees aren't winning.
Yeah.
And if the Yankees aren't winning, people are not going to that stadium. I promise you that. Those days are over. It's over. 877-337-6666. New City. Steve, what's going on, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon. So I'm working from home a couple days a week, and I want you guys to know I've got this beautiful Shell Oil Tiki Barber bobblehead that sits on my desk.
Nice. That was the first one.
Do you massage it when Tiki speaks?
I don't massage it.
Yeah, that would be weird, Steve. That would be weird, Steve.
I just from time to time I do dust it off.
Nice, nice. I love it.
It sits there and smiles at me. So the reason I'm calling is now that we don't have to worry about Aaron Judge coming into Yankee Stadium with the San Francisco Giants, the Texas Rangers and Jacob DeGrom are going to come into Citi Field on August 28th. So what kind of response do you think he's going to get?
Oh, this has come up. Now, you're a Yankee or a Met fan? I'm guessing you're a Met fan, right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm a Met fan. Okay. I have a Sunday package with my daughter, so I'm a Met fan.
Nice. That's awesome. Listen, yeah. I think it's largely dependent upon how the Mets are doing. If the Mets are rolling, Mets are winning, I think it's a little bit of it's more nostalgic, and I think there's more acceptance for him just wanting to try something else. If the Mets aren't doing well, I think he's going to hear it. And I think there's going to be a smattering of boos no matter what, because at the end of the day, and I said this, Steve, Judge decided he wanted us, and DeGrom decided he didn't. But you're a Met fan. I can't answer that for you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, I got one of those giveaway jerseys, the Ground 48, with the New York State license plate. So I think I'll wear it. I'll applaud when he walks out, and then after that, it becomes the enemy.
Gotcha. Would you want to see them retire his number in years, or no?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's done enough, you know, long term. No.
Gotcha. All right, Steve.
Appreciate
thanks for the call, there, buddy. Go dust off Tiki. Tiki's getting old, like the rest of us.
That's right.
That bobblehead. Nobody's got whiter, bigger teeth than you.
Yeah, that's right. But for some reason, my bobblehead looks nothing like me.
Your teeth are huge. Your teeth are like the size of my finger.
No, they're just because I'm black. They shine.
No, it's not just that. They're long and they're incredibly white. Let's go with Jimmy in Jersey City. What's up, Jim? Jimmy,
hey, how you doing?
What up,
hey,
Jimmy?
What's going on, bud?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing, guys? We're just so excited that Judge signed with the Yankees. I just wanted to tell you that I was so afraid from yesterday, from that post with him going to San Francisco. A lot of my friends called me and told me he was going to San Francisco. I was so afraid. But John Heyman, this what a bad move with John Heyman, you know, putting that post up.
That was crazy. Yeah, he was probably used in some capacity.
See, I don't know. I mean.
It is what it is. Look, it's also the nature of journalism these days. Like, expediency is so much more important than accuracy. Because you can always just take down the tweet. Now, it doesn't solve it. People will still crush you for it.
Well, the funniest part is the first one said arson.
I know.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. And somebody immediately bought the domain arson.com or arsonjudge.com. I mean,
yes.
You can't make it up, Jimmy. But, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. It is funny. And I know that John Boy had the video. Thanks for the call. Of Heyman walking around the lobby at the Winters meetings by himself, like this, I don't want to say distraught, but you have to see it, like this isolated figure. No one's talking to him.
That was John walking. Boy?
Yeah. Looking at his phone. It is. It's amazing. Listen, it's a colossal monster gaffe, but, you know, it could happen to anybody.
It does, especially you get taken. You trust somebody that you really, like, know.
Yeah. And then you see all these, like, Comcast Bay Area, and this guy, Correa, is going to join him. Listen, in my mind, it was done. In my mind, it was done. I'm driving home, and I told this story to start the show. I'm listening to Craig and Evan on the way home, and they're talking about the tweet. And I'm like, okay, even though he pulled it, and we know what happened with Heyman after that, I'm like, there's just a lot of smoke, man. I think he's going. And I was starting to wrap my mind and condition my... I was even thinking, like, how do I present this on the air the next day? Like, what is my angle? What is my take? I mean, how do I tell my 7-year-old son? I'm going to have to tell him tonight. Like, I expected all night that I was going to get a text and then the tweet, Judge, official, 9 years, whatever, Giants. I really, really did. And when Gio broke in with it this morning during the show, I thought I was going to hear the same thing. And it was just an awesome... At that point, kind of unexpected moment. Crazy, because it went from almost unexpected, but it was unfathomable at one point to think that he wouldn't be here.
I know.
Which just goes to tell you how much the Yankees butchered this from the get-go. And then you see all these reports. Judge was really angered by Cashman when he divulged the details. And I'm saying, yeah, no kidding. We've been saying that for 5 months.
But he probably said that. Like months ago or a month or so ago.
You know, it's amazing.
When he did the Time interview.
I think you're right. Yes, I think it was pulled from that. But I remember when Craig and Evan had Cashman on. I don't know exactly when. It was a good interview. And they asked him about that. And, like, Cashman had the audacity to say, nah, I don't really regret it. It's not a big deal. like there's arrogance. And then there's just...
It's not.
What are you talking about, dude? Just take the L.
Exactly.
There's no way you should have said that.
Read the room, man. Read what's going on here.
Stop doing that, Cat. You did it with Jeter. You're lucky Jeter didn't want to leave. You did it with Judge. You're lucky Judge did. Stop doing that. Just take a cue. The next Yankee superstar, the pantheon of Yankee superstars, where you're negotiating behind the scenes, stop divulging the terms. I mean, if you're going to be here for 30, 40, 50 years, can you make that one adjustment? I think that's too much to ask, Dove, do you? It's rational.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.